This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, real quick, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have 15 different articles out there every day for you, combating the lying CIA-controlled media. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to jump over on the right side of that page, click us onto YouTube. You can watch us live and join us on live chat. Same thing with beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. Click onto the video or on the front page. Click to the right. Join us on live chat. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, folks. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1. The list goes on. 1 Timothy 2:5, as I said, I'm also thinking about Acts 4:12. It's all there, okay? That's who we follow. We follow the Christ. Yesterday, we were talking about, well, what we're going to talk about today. In part, because what I want to do is I want to follow up with it because we missed a lot of information. Because once we go on these, get going on these little prophetic bunny trails, we want to go there because that's what feeds the people. And what we were talking about is when the world needs the church the most. What does Franklin Graham do? He directs the impotent church to pray when he should be leading them in protest against corruption. The church is called to be the light of the world, period. The church is called to be the light of the world, right? We're to reprove darkness, okay? We're not to tolerate darkness. We're not to make excuses for darkness. We're not to magnify the workers of darkness. We're to actually combat them. Read Psalm 94, verse 16 when you get a moment. What do you think the cross was, friends? It was Christ's stand against what? In defeat of Satan himself, okay? Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Why? Because that was the power of God unto salvation that they didn't expect was coming around the curve. But that's God's way of redeeming mankind is through the cross of Jesus Christ. We're going to be talking about that. I want to, instead of talking about Franklin Graham, I want to go to his daddy really quick. Because I want people to understand that his daddy was actually promoted, Billy Graham. For the record, again, just sticking to scripture here, because Christ is the standard. The Grahams are not. Church leaders are not. Your favorite preacher is not. Your favorite priest is not. Your favorite denomination is not. Christ is the standard, okay? It starts there and it ends there with him, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. Remember years ago, friends, back in the 50s, when Billy Graham came out on the scene. Does anybody know what made Billy Graham famous or who was responsible for puffing him up, as he said? It was actually William Randolph Hearst. Now, William Randolph Hearst is also the guy that said, you furnish the pictures, I'll furnish the war. Okay? He knows what it takes to make people famous. Remember, Satan said to Jesus, if you just bow down and worship me, all these things are mine to give. And what did the Lord say back to him? Get behind me, Satan. Right? He said, get behind me, Satan, is what he said. And we need to stick to Scripture and understand that we shall worship the Lord God, and Him only shall we worship. Right? And worship just doesn't mean throwing your hands up in the air and singing. No, it means obedience to the Christ. Okay? Just for the record. Now, I want people to understand that's who made him famous. William Randolph Hearst said, puff up Billy Graham. Why? What did he see? What did he see in Billy Graham? Because before that, nobody knew who Billy Graham was. And then before we knew it, Billy Graham was sitting next to every president all the way up until the end of his death. I believe it was Clinton. And it's interesting that Billy Graham has been in the presidential Oval Office, administration after administration after administration after administration. And what is the fruit that we see from the likes of the Grahams? Diplomacy, seduction in other guise. Do we know of them reproving these presidents for advocating which God condemns, for removing prayer from public school? Billy was in the Oval Office. What about when they attempted, well, and they've sanctioned the murder of the innocent. Billy Graham was there in the White House, right next to the president. Did he reprove him for it? What about the act of homosexuality and sodomy? Billy Graham was there, right? Don't forget that he wasn't there. Did he condemn the sin? Absolutely not, he didn't. We need to keep in mind, friends, that political pawns or diplomats are appointed for the very purpose of keeping the sheeple in line. This is why I continuously call out these harlotins. And in this case, friends, that's exactly what we're talking about, because for the most part, friends, they are held in high admonition concerning men more so than Christ is. And why is that? Because people have given way to the arm of the flesh rather than Christ himself, where the blessing is. They've given themselves over to the arm of the flesh. Read Isaiah 30 when you get a moment, friends. I want to ask you another question, because when we look to the likes of a Billy Graham, you know, be not deceived with the first appearance of things, for show is not substance, and it seems that's what we've received decade after decade after decade after decade. And it's amazing how the American people have somehow submitted to the fact that the Grahams are the standard instead of that of Jesus Christ. I mean, just think about Jesus going into the temple, overthrowing tables, taking a scourge of whip, whipping things up, overthrowing money changers, and crying out to the people, telling them, you've made my father's house a den of thieves. I mean, can you imagine any religious leader of the day doing that today? You know what they'd say? They'd say, oh, look at that. That's so evil. That is so devilish. Yet that's exactly what Jesus did. And I'm going to get to more of this as we keep going on, but I want to get to one point here. Why does Billy Graham have a star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame? I mean, somehow, and I know not how, in Hollywood, they put up these fallen, demoralized, and debased reprobates as some sort of standard bearers. Read Romans 1:24. They're the reprobates. They have not the Spirit of Christ. And they set them up to be standard bearers of moral guidance, and yet look at the demoralization of the America that we know today. Who's responsible for it? Well, according to John Adams, the church is called to be the light of society. And if that goes, everything else goes with it. So let's get to this. Let's get to the core of what we're going to be talking about here, friends. Because the bottom line is why is Franklin Graham putting the American sheeple, the church, back into a deeper sleep? We'll get right...
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if you want to call the Grahams, we're going back to Billy Graham and Franklin Graham, first Billy. You want to call them spiritual leaders, I want to show you that we are to judge them by their fruits, and I want to show you the decline of America since they have been the spiritual leaders. Look at the things that have taken place. And now what are we hearing? We're hearing from his son, Franklin Graham. Obviously, Billy's not here anymore, but what are we hearing from his son? The church needs to pray. The church needs, man, you've been praying for 60 years in this country. Is there ever a point where it comes to the point where you actually do something rather than just pray and hide behind prayer? Faith without works is dead, man. I'm embarrassed for the professed church in this country. Let's go back to this. As I just said, somehow, and I know not how, in Hollywood, they put up these fallen, demoralized, and debased reprobates as some sort of standard bearers, right? As if to suggest we're supposed to follow them, of moral guidance, they claim. They even take it so far as to honor the fallen with the star on the sidewalk in Hollywood, suggesting that there's some sort of honor instead of shame obtained when their names are written upon one of them. Read Luke 16:15. It says that that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Why does Billy Graham have a star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame? 1-866-582-9933. I don't want your comments. Okay. As a matter of fact, here, let me just go back to this really quick. Well, I got a moment because I was just thinking about this. And this is what happens when people are too cowardly to call in. And that's exactly what they do. They go ahead and leave their posts. They send me their emails or they leave their texts. They kind of just, you know, drop their comments and then they dash. because they don't want to face the truth of the matter. They don't want to be called out for their compromise in any sense of the word. Yesterday's show, which was part one to what we're talking about, the world needs the church the most, Franklin Graham directs them to, ... instead of protest. You know what I get? I get a response from someone that said, Christians owned slaves when they wrote the Constitution. Christians hung black people after Sunday church service. 400 plus years of documented perpetual hatred perpetrated against the black community. Ezekiel 35, 5 and 6, they quoted. Revelations 18, 6. Habakkuk 2, 12. Reaping what an unrepentant national or nation founded on bloodshed has sown. Wow, that's crazy. Is that not crazy? Someone would blame Christians for that? I mean, what this individual, this indoctrinated, uneducated fool just accused Christians of, every step of the way, is a lack of Christianity. Right? Oh, my gosh. I want you to listen to this. This is Noah Webster. Listen carefully. Okay, you just heard what this individual left as a comment on my show yesterday, okay? Accusing Christians of a lack of Christianity, right? This is why nobody spent more time rebuking the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did, and that's exactly why they crucified him. Listen to what Noah Webster said. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from what? They're despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. So what this person did, because the professor at the college told him it was so, or some professor at a Christian college told him it was so, well, it must be true then if they said it, right? Rather than doing their own due diligence in seeking history out for what it actually teaches us, they just take on the talking points of those that they don't believe, once again. But this individual, again, said Christians own slaves. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. It's a lack of Christianity. Christians hung black people after Sunday church services. No, Christians didn't hang black people after Sunday church services. It's a lack of Christianity. Okay? Hatred is not brought into the world by Christians. Love is. Romans 5:5. Okay? Reaping what an unrepentant nation founded on bloodshed has shown. No, bloodshed, hey folks, for every casualty in the first casualty of every war, guess what it is? It's always the truth. And this person withheld the truth and created war. And what they're doing is they're digging themselves into a hole, and then they fall into it, and then they want to blame God for what they are responsible for. Let me say this. Blaming God for evil, it's like blaming the sun for darkness. That's how foolish people are. But this is the kind of response I get. I want people like this to call into the show. I want everybody in the country to hear me smacked down by these people. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Because if I get these comments anymore, I'm just going to delete them. Because I don't want to be the only one to read them. I want everybody to hear how uneducated we are over here on the sonsoflibertyradio.com. People fail to understand that we are contending. We are fighting for the faith here. People forget that. No, I haven't forgotten it. When I get texts like that, folks, it makes my blood boil, because these are perfect guests for this show. And these are the very ones to cower from calling in when it's time to call in. They just want to, like I said, leave their two cents and get out of Dodge as quick as possible. But folks, if they could have spoken an untruth or left a comment that is more untrue, I don't know what it could have been, friends. I really don't. But this is how foolish people have become in this country. To blame Jesus Christ for the very things that he denounces? That's why America's in trouble. Because people believe it. Again, listen to me. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ did. Mark 8:15. Read it when you get a moment. Don't blame him for what you're guilty of. Let those reproaches fall back onto you, the uneducated and indoctrinated devils you are. Blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness, friends. It's all a lack of Christianity. And what I'm highlighting here, folks, for the most part, is the same thing. Why does Billy Graham have a star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame? I'm just asking the question. Luke 10:18 says, "And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven." Okay? The stars in Hollywood located on the sidewalks represent a fallen star, for the record. Yet Billy Graham has one. Fallen stars in the Bible represent Satan and those angels who sided with him in rebellion against the God of Israel. You can read Isaiah 14:11-12 and Revelation 9:1. Now, keep in mind, during the turn of the century, Hollywood is originally the location where land was given away free to congregations. I don't know if you know that or not, but you do now, that were willing to erect their churches, Christian churches in Hollywood. Okay, it was called Hollywood Land. Also, up until 1968, it was the church's obligation to vet all movies before being released to the population in America. How far has the church fallen from their duties before God, their obligations, right? Friends, Hollywood is the place where the occult is magnified and honored. Why does Billy Graham have a star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame? It's where the occult is magnified and honored, where witches and warlocks are, through desensitization, normalized, and where the fallen angels congregate, and the ideologies and manifestations of demons are given life and brought into the mainstream. Why does Billy Graham have a star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame? Answer the question for me. And yet somehow Hollywood and its fallen stars have become some standard for people to go by and to emulate. Read Revelation 21:8. It's not going to last very long, is it? Now, one star in particular that I couldn't help but notice was that of Billy Graham. Yeah, I said Billy Graham. You know, the ecumenical preacher, the oneness preacher, you know, the evangelical pope, as they called him when living, Luke 24:7. Don't forget, friends, that he was blurring the lines between the evangelicals and the Catholic Church, just for the record. That's why they call him the evangelical pope. Okay? Why would Billy Graham have a Hollywood star? Why would the world love Billy Graham in such a fashion? I mean, pedophiles, homosexuals, child murderers, cult leaders, and advocates of every form of evil are praising Billy Graham, and yet Jesus Christ, somehow or another, was hated by the world, as were 11 of his 12 disciples martyred. How does this make biblical sense, friends? Jesus Christ was rejected and crucified, but somehow Billy Graham is accepted and praised by the very spirit of the world and the people of the world that during the time of Christ crucified him? Think! Psalm 109:4-5. King David said, "I was hated for my love." Jesus said in John 7:7 to his brothers, "The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify against the deeds of the world that they're evil." See, the only explanation must be a totally different gospel being preached than that which was preached by Christ himself. There's no other reasonable explanation. Okay? I'm going to come right back to this, friends, because it's going to start getting hot. And then what we're going to do is we're going to get over to the topic, part two of why is Franklin Graham putting the American sheeple, the church, into a deeper sleep? He's telling them to pray rather than to be the light of the world, not understanding the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. We're to possess, not be dispossessed. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The attorney for the family of George Floyd says the eyes of the world are on this case.
All the world is watching. All the world is watching. All the world is watching.
Speaking at the site where Floyd died, Benjamin Crum says Floyd's death will lead to change and fight that begins now. As states continue to slowly and safely reopen under CDC guidelines, Republican Governor of Florida Ron DeSantis says Florida is ready for Phase 2. That will happen Friday, excluding Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Now, as far as hosting the Republican National Convention, DeSantis is welcoming the idea.
My view would be it should be a default yes, and then as we get closer, you can make determinations about how you do it.
You're listening to USA Radio News. New York City Police Chief Terry Moynihan says anarchists are trying to hijack protests over the death of George Floyd. Moynihan telling NBC's Today Show,
various different groups of anarchists have been out trying to push their agenda out there to hijack the movement to cause nothing but chaos.
There were roughly 300 arrests on Tuesday night for looting and rioting, but things are a lot calmer in New York City than they have been in previous nights. Former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein says he never would have signed off on the fourth and final FISA warrant application targeting Trump campaign associate Carter Page if he knew then what he knows now.
Whenever agents or prosecutors make serious mistakes, the Department of Justice needs to take remedial action. And if existing policies fall short, those policies need to be changed.
That hearing continuing on Capitol Hill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about right now, Billy Graham has a star in Hollywood, California. And we got Dan calling in from Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, how you doing today, Bradley? Great show. Hey, I'll give you the answer why. A lot of people aren't going to like this. Billy Graham's a 33rd degree mate.
Okay.
And, you know, they run everything. And, you know, he's doing what the Masonic Order asked him. I mean, that might be a crazy thought, but it's documented in several different places with different handshakes he's done and everything else. And, you know, most of the presidents have been Masons, and, you know, he's part of the club.
Yeah. Well, Dan, I want to tell you this, my friend. There's no repudiation here. He does what a Mason does, right? The great question that we have here is, I think it's very telling if we judge him the way any other man is to be judged, and that is by their fruit. That has to be spot on, because we see it over and over and over again, a recurring theme here, especially with the Grahams. Now, I just got done highlighting during the first segment, Dan, as to the fruit from Billy Graham's administration since day one. Look at the things that have been implemented since he's been there. Look who puffed him up to get there. It's also interesting to note that President Truman said he never trusted Billy Graham. He didn't trust him. And his favorite president, Billy Graham's favorite president, for those that do not know, was none other than George H. Herschel Walker Bush, Daddy Bush. And he, that's exactly right, from the CIA to the FBI whistleblowers, they said that there was not more of an evil man on this planet outside of George Herschel Walker Bush. That's exactly right. So, you know, no doubt here, Dan. No doubt here.
If there's something else, I can kind of, it's a little bit on topic, but it's just talking about the church, okay? The church, and I'm going to stress this, the church I used to go to opened up last week, first week of service, and we had to go through a ticket agency to get tickets to go to church.
You're kidding me.
No. And needless to say, that was my last ever time of supporting that church. And the company they used was a company called Eventbrite. So I went, and I just happened to go on the Facebook page, and the first thing Eventbrite was sponsoring was a gay pride LGBTQ stuff.
Yeah. Well, they're obviously compiling information for the government is what they're doing. And they've already told us this
absolutely.
In Kansas. Yep, that's right. That's right. So
and,
I appreciate your phone call.
Say,
go
that's no
go ahead.
My church. So,
amen.
Just needless to say, that is no longer my church.
Amen. I appreciate the phone call. There's some sort of delay going on, but we get the point. Thank you again, my friend. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I'm asking the question, why would Billy Graham have a Hollywood star? Why would the world love Billy Graham in such a fashion? Why would the pedophiles, the homosexuals, the child murderers, the cult leaders, and advocates of every form of evil, why are they praising Billy Graham? And yet, again, Jesus was hated. 11 of the 12 disciples were martyred. Jesus was rejected and crucified, but somehow or another, Billy Graham and his son are accepted and praised by the world and even set up to be the example that we are to emulate. No, no, Jesus Christ is the standard. Folks, the message that Billy Graham gave, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but it was God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. That's not scriptural. God loves you through a demonstration of the cross, John 3:16. Hey, folks, and there's a wonderful plan for your life, really? Acts 14:22, what does it say? Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. What's the first thing that the Lord said to Paul on the road to Damascus? I must show him how many things he must suffer for my namesake. And here comes the famous Chicago preacher when he said, if the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself, it teaches absolutely nothing. That's exactly right. Folks, the message is in Matthew 3:2. Just one point of reference. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But Billy Graham's was, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. That is untrue. Remember, it tells us in John 15:18, if the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. Because if you were of the world would love you as its own. Hello. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Oh, Bradley, how dare you speak out against Billy Graham? Hey, folks, give me a break. But you know what? This is what all the church leaders in America, what they do is they submit to the likes of the spirit of the world by following and admonishing a man such as Billy Graham and Franklin Graham. That's a fact. Okay? What of Luke 6:26? Remember how everybody gives them high praises? Everybody loves the Grahams, right? Luke 6:26, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. Yet yesterday I received comments from, how dare you touch God's anointed, Bradley Dean. You know what? I had respect for you and your content all the way up unto this point. No more. No more. No, no, no. Because you don't want the truth that makes you free. Because you don't want to be free. See, you fear the Lord, but you serve your own gods, and you would have it so. Isn't that right? Yep. That's right. And you're going to remember these words, and they're going to condemn you all the days of your life until you repent. I'm doing my job. I'm doing my job. I'd be a traitor to my master if I didn't preach out against sin, friends. Hollywood and its fallen stars have nothing to offer but that which God condemns in so many different ways. Look to the hell that they themselves have helped to create. Psalm 9:17. It's a spirit of Antichrist at work here, friends. 1 John 4:1-4, at work to deceive the people into the ways of deception and length, death, in hell. Proverbs 14:12. The Bible clearly tells us to not love the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in them. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. 1 John 2:15-17. So tell me, why then would Hollywood and the world be loving Billy Graham so much as to honor him with a Hollywood star? I just gave you his fruit. Now let's get over to his son really quick, because I'd like to bring this into a consummation before the end of the show. Hey folks, when the world needs the church the most, like right now, Franklin Graham directs the impotent church to pray when he should be leading them in protest against corruption. Matthew 5:13 tells us, you are the light of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? Well, the scripture tells us right after that, out of the mouth of the Christ, it is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. What has the church become? Just that. Just exactly that. Good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. And what does the world do with those that are real? Well, they demonize them. They polarize them. They persecute them from city to city. Let me tell you. Let me tell you, friends, what they do. Read Revelation 12:9-11 when you get a moment. I just said to you yesterday, teeing it up, the modern-day church leader Franklin Graham speaks again. And instead of the American church obeying the Lord, Proverbs 7:2, and preaching peace and righteousness through their actions, they are indoctrinated by the likes of a Franklin Graham and others to sit back and watch the world preach the gospel of hate and violence. Well, you know, the good news is Franklin's telling all of the sheeple in the churches in America today, well, to go ahead and pray. Now pray. Yes. But show the world your faith by your works. Silent and submissive to the unjust, the church is. Why? Because they have left off Christ as the one that they should be emulating. So in other words, man stepped into the place of divine, the Christ, having rejected the Lord. And apparently Franklin is at peace with the world that's at war with God. That's what we're seeing, friends. Franklin and other church leaders that have been put up, 1 Kings 13:33, are put in place to keep the sheeple in line. And that's exactly what Franklin Graham is about, to keep the sheeple in line. Oh, you think that's way out there? I know some of you are going to leave your post and your comments, and you're going to tell me all of what I don't know. And again, 1-866-582-9933, the lines are wide open for you to set me straight. Okay? But I want to say this. It's interesting that Franklin Graham, to prove my point, the son of Billy Graham, would say during the COVID-19, he stood on the side of corrupt politicians and he told the church that we need to obey the authorities. He just told on himself. And during the riots, Franklin stood up and said that, well, we needed to pray. And I'm here to remind you, apparently Franklin hasn't read church history. Not saying any names, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Micaiah, the small prophets, the major prophets, King Elijah on Mount Carmel, Samson, Gideon, the list goes on, Jesus Christ, John the Baptist. What did he say? He reproved the king for all of his evils. The list goes on. And on, and on, and on of church history that's not being played out, or it's not being, thrown out there to educate the masses. Nope, let's just take it, let's invert Scripture, and let's gut the pith and marrow out of the Scripture to define it as to what we want it to define out to be. That's what they're doing. Okay? COVID-19, we're in need to obey the authorities, even though they're lying. And during the riots, we need to pray. And rather than go out there and protest the evil politicians that are actually perpetuating the crimes on the American people who hijacked the death of George Floyd and spun the narrative to create it all across America, which, by the way, for the record, many of these protests that are being highlighted by the mainstream media aren't even taking place, just for the record. Just wanted to let you know that, okay? The reoccurring theme with both Franklin and his father are that they are continually playing the diplomats. They're bartering God's word to that of fallen man's when it comes to the church's responsibility before God. Mark 7, read the chapter. Folks, they're both reproachful. They're both embarrassing at times. Yes, pray, but also bring forth the works, James 2:14-26, in protest. Matthew 16:17-19, he is in fact, Franklin Graham is, neutering the church and strengthening tyranny over the American people by giving him unscriptural directives every step of the way. Folks, we're going to come right back. We're going to knock this out of the park, and yes, I'm going to finish this show before it's all over with. Oh my goodness, I hope I can. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I picked up your radio station on a travel. Heard Mr. Dean, and I am loving this. I am spreading the word as much as I can. I just want to call and say thank you very much for opening my eyes. The topic tonight was interesting, and I will be listening back quite often.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Okay, so let's give you the download. I want you to consider what Franklin Graham is telling the church in America to submit to. During COVID-19, he said we need to obey the authorities, okay? Which is contrary to scripture, especially when they're corrupt. Franklin also said that during the riots, we need to pray, okay? Faith without works is dead, for the record, okay? Now, I want you to think about this. When we look at scripture, it says, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Why would he encourage the church to pray but not do? Yes, a man say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. See, you, folks, for those that don't know, did you know that the American church today, they have conferences, weekend conferences, as to have their theologicals, right? Their biblical minds, as they call them. See, God speaks to the heart, not the head, right? And it's interesting to note how they have the word, but they don't have the spirit. And the Bible tells me that the spirit, it says that the letter killeth without the spirit. And this is exactly what these people have and are, due to the fact that they have to have weekend conferences trying to figure out if they actually have to do something if they have the faith of the Son of God. Listen, those that are born of the Spirit of God, Romans 8:14, also go back preceding that, John 3:3, those that are born of the Spirit of God, right? It's interesting to note that when you're born of the Spirit of God, you're looking for more to do. You're not sitting there trying to negotiate with God and His Word as trying to figure out what should I discern here? Do I have to do something to justify? Yes, you do. But you don't have to do anything. You're motivated out of gratitude towards Christ to do the things that you do. And because you see what He did for you on Calvary, you're looking for more to do in honor of the Son of God. Okay? But these people are trying to figure out if they actually have to do the works to justify themselves in the sight of God. I'll tell you what, that is the works of the law these people are under, and it's a curse. Okay? It's a curse, not a blessing. I want you to think about this. When you think of the COVID-19 narrative that's falling apart on a daily basis as hundreds of thousands across the world and the medical profession continue to debunk this fraud that's being perpetuated on the people globally, Franklin Graham tells the church to submit to authorities. The authority was given unto us by God, Franklin, in Romans 13. And I can't find in Scripture anywhere as to where we are to submit to tyranny. Furthermore, you can't show me in the Constitution where they are constitutionally justified for advocating their unconstitutional and unlawful edicts. See that stumbling block, friends? The Christ? In fact, I find just the opposite, which is in Scripture that precedes Romans chapter 13. Romans 12:21, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Isn't it interesting how we're hearing just tidbits of COVID-19? We must be at a halftime right now, right, friends, until they need it again. Now, that's all you're hearing about right now is the riots. What happened to COVID-19? Halftime. Oh, sheeple, you deserve what you get when you put up with this garbage. Franklin Graham, the authorities that he is referring to, this is what I want you to catch, the authorities that Franklin Graham is referring to concerning those that he tells you to submit to are the same corrupt politicians that are exposed on a daily basis for lies, fraud, and scandal. We're supposed to submit to that, according to Franklin Graham, John 8:44. These are the same ones that have released sex offenders and felons from prison while also throwing, at the same time, simultaneously, churchgoers into jail for obeying God. Does that not tell you who Franklin Graham is right there? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I condemn his unscriptural leadings in every sense of the word, friends. I want you to think about this. While government is releasing sex offenders and felons from prison, while also at the same time simultaneously throwing churchgoers into jail for obeying God. Are the authorities obeying and upholding the Constitution by releasing sex offenders and felons back onto the streets, endangering our families? Absolutely not. But Franklin Graham wants you to submit to them. You need to submit to those authorities. They're not authorities. Have you not read what our forefathers established? Do you not remember the national seal of the children of Israel going through the middle of the Red Sea and the Lord bringing that wind to blow back over Pharaoh and his armies? And what was the slogan? Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God? Well, not according to these hirelings. Not according to these modern-day harlots who are trying to put people back to sleep rather than to get them busy and get out there and protesting the corruption that, in fact, Franklin Graham wants you and me to submit to. You got to be out of your mind, Franklin. You got to be out of your mind. These are the ones that have unlawfully shut down businesses in contrast to the commands of God. Read Deuteronomy 24, verse 6. You're not supposed to take away a man's means of making a living. Look at 2 Thessalonians 3:10. If you don't work, you don't eat. But we're supposed to submit to those authorities that go ahead and violate law at will and shut down man's way of making a living. You've got to be out of your mind, Franklin. You gotta be out of your mind, man. These are the same ones that have taught Americans to take on the language from this government, such as essential workers, which is directly from Adolf Hitler's playbook found in the Third Reich concerning political prisoners. These are the same ones that were rewarding people to snitch on each other, and yet Franklin Graham tells you these are the authorities that we need to submit to. You've gotta be out of your mind. Why do you think people are protesting? My goodness, folks. One has to ask themselves. One has to ask themselves why Franklin Graham is indoctrinating the church to submit to tyranny. 1 Peter 2:14. Governors are appointed to do what? To be a terror unto those that do evil and a praise to them that do good works. Also found in Romans 13. Furthermore, the authority in this country of the supreme law of the land is the United States Constitution, Article 2, Section 3, Article 6, Section 2, not man. We don't follow anybody here but the Christ. By the way, the supreme law of the land, the U.S. Constitution, gives the American people provision and authority to throw off the corruption that Franklin Graham would have you submit to. He's got it backwards. You got to ask yourself the question who he's working for, friends, because it ain't the God of the Bible. By the way, this is how slaves are made and maintained. Just listen to a Franklin Graham. Just listen to his daddy. Listen to other church leaders that dare not speak out and reprove the likes of what I am even now. This is also the same government that has kept Americans in a perpetual state of fear for decades, regardless of how many times their contrived crises have been debunked decade after decade. Luke 12:21. Then again, corrupt politicians are encouraged to continue in doing so when seeing this kind of heretical nonsense coming from those who should know better, like that of Billy and Franklin Graham. Folks, I'm going to them because they would be considered the hierarchy of church leadership in this country. And believe it or not, the modern churches have even weakened. I already shared that with you, right? I just shared with you that churches are trying to figure out faith versus works. Galatians 5:6 tells us that faith worketh by love, and of course, love is in demonstration, 1 John 3:18, and we are commanded to seek and to save that which is lost, which is never a prerogative coming from the pulpits, Luke 19:10. And I do not know of a better time than to get out there and reach the lost more than right now, my friends, John 4:35. You know, as a matter of fact, we're supposed to be ready in season and out of season. Jesus even said to the church not only that, but he also said that we are to redeem the time for the days are evil. And he also said to pray not that there's yet 4 months before the harvest, but he said pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into the field. You never hear that from these guys. Never. Never, ever, ever. I mean, with all this rioting and looting going on in the world, there couldn't be a better time than to demonstrate our love to God and man. These are exciting times, 1 John 5:2. Again, the church is to bring the answers to the world, Isaiah 58, verse 12, not to be lullabied back to sleep because it's the safe thing to do, Franklin. Ephesians 5:14, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Amen. Former slave and abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated, I prayed for freedom for 20 years, but never received no answer until I prayed with my legs. Then the answers came. Faith without works is dead. In conclusion, the world loves the Grahams, while Christ was hated. John 15:18. Look at how they are held up in admiration and are highly esteemed among men, which is an abomination in the sight of God, Luke 16:15, and how men speak well of the Grahams. Again, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. Oh, Franklin Graham needs to study church history, friends, as does he need to repent, period. As do the men that are following the Grahams rather than the Christ. They need to get their own Bibles to know as to whom they should be following. And again, the Son of God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. 2 Timothy 2:15, and I end with, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.